And from that point on, honestly, that was all I really cared about. All my plans that I had for college and what I was going to do and where I was going to go were over. All I wanted to do was to tell people, Jesus loves you. And the crazy thing is, that's what I had been saying my whole life. I believed that. I professed that. I wrote that on my religion test. If you would have asked me, does Jesus love you? I would have said, yes. Did he die for you? Yes. But all of a sudden, I was saying the same words I had always said, and they meant something completely different. And it was so frustrating, because I was trying to tell my friends, I was trying to tell my family, and they were just like, yeah, Allison, we know. Jesus loves me, this I know, like Vacation Bible School, 3 years old, have we not been teaching you this your whole life? But I was like, no, but he really does. He really, really loves you. He died for you. You were the joy that was before him when he endured his cross so that his joy could be in you, that you don't have to wait for heaven. We don't have to wait till we die to experience his goodness, his rest, his healing, his power, his intimacy, because heaven has made its home within us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Can any of you relate? Do you have a story like that of your own where you felt the power of God come in a way that never changed?
Yeah.
If yes, there's more. And if not, today is your day. Today is your day. He is here. What he has done before, he will do again. What he has done for me, he will do for you. All he asks is that we open the door. All he asks is we say yes.
Thank you.
All he asks is we give him permission to be the Savior that he is. And so the question is, how much do you want him?
All of him.
Amen. Anybody else?
Yeah.
Anybody else want all of him? I know I do. Because it's a matter, he gives us everything, right? He pours out all of his Spirit. But it's a matter of how much room do we have? How much room are we making? How much space are we willing to give to God in our minds and our hearts and our bodies? And he wants us to want him. He wants us to ask him. He wants us to say, I give you permission. And maybe that's just opening the door a crack. But maybe you're parched in the desert, longing for living water. Maybe you are starving for righteousness. Maybe you are lost in the wilderness and looking for direction. The good news is, those who are hungry are filled.
Amen.
Those who are thirsty receive living water so they will never thirst again, because streams of living water will rise up from within. There is no dryness in Christ.
Amen.
It doesn't exist. Dryness is a lie of the enemy, my friends.
Amen.
Because he is living water.
Yes.
And so if I am experiencing dryness, there's no condemnation, there's no shame, but there is an opportunity to say, Jesus, I'm thirsty. Fill me, quench me. Jesus, I'm sick. Heal me. Jesus, I am tormented. Deliver me. Jesus, I am lost. Find me. Set my feet on your path. And there's always room. He can always increase us. Our heart gets bigger. Our soul gets bigger. Our capacity for him gets bigger. Thérèse of Lisieux has this example of the thimble and the cup and the bucket. Are you familiar with it? And she says, well, if I fill them all the way to the top and overflowing, are they all full?
Yes.
Could they fit any more?
No.
No. The thimble is full and overflowing. But is there more in the cup?
Yes.
Yeah. Is there more in the bucket?
Yes.
Who wants the ocean? Who wants the ocean? Because he desires to get rid of all boundaries. All walls, no ceiling, no floor, just an ocean of him, his mercy, his goodness, if we let him.
Amen.
And so I want to ask you the question and to really think about the state of the flame of his light within you. Is it a single flame? on a candlestick of your baptism? Is it covered over with a bushel basket? Is anyone able to see it? Is anyone able to feel it? Are you even able to see it or feel it? Have you added kindling? Have you added oil? Have you fanned the flame? Have you stoked the fire of his freedom, of his power within you? Have you let him do it? Because what happens when we pour that oil out over the flame? It burns. It burns. If we want to give him permission to do what he did at Pentecost again, this prayer, Lord, renew your wonders, is that a new Pentecost, that it wasn't a one-time event for them even. And it still happens today. I want you to think about this. I heard recently one of my favorite teachers, Dr. Mary Healy, was speaking about Our Lady and her love of the Holy Spirit, right? The spouse of the Holy Spirit, the one overshadowed so powerfully with the Holy Spirit that Jesus took on flesh within her. And she was in the upper room praying and waiting and being in one accord for the Holy Spirit to come. So was she just there as a spectator?
No.
No! She was there to receive more. If Mary needed and desired and wanted to receive more, then none of us are exempt. Mary loves her spouse, the Spirit. She always says yes to him. She always receives more of him. And what Dr. Mary Healy was saying was that because she received a new mission at the foot of the cross, so she was overshadowed at the Annunciation for Jesus to take on flesh within her womb, and she had this outpouring of flames and tongues of fire and the mighty rushing wind in that upper room to become the mother of the church.
Amen.
New missions require new anointings. What is God doing? What is he calling us to? He has more. What challenges are we facing? He has more. What sickness are we facing? He has more. Always. And we see in the Acts of the Apostles, just a couple chapters after Pentecost, they come back together again because they're starting to experience persecution. They're healing in the name of Jesus, and people don't like it. They are commanded to stop preaching in this name, which of course they refuse to do. They say, you can decide whether it's right for us to obey God or to obey you, but we're going to keep preaching in the name of Jesus. But they came together as a community in one accord, and they said, Holy Spirit, hear the threats. Hear the threats against us. Look at what we're facing. Look at what we're enduring, and make us bolder. Give us more. More spirit, more anointing, more power, more healing, more signs and wonders that they will know that you live, that you're real, that you're here. The Savior has come. The veil has been torn. The heavens have been rent. And what happened in that room is that the power came so strongly that it says the walls shook. Amen. He did it again. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. What he did for them, he will do for me.
Amen.
What happened then in the Acts of the Apostles, he's still doing. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. It's available. We have access. All we have to do is say yes. And so I believe that that wave of his presence is in this place. I believe, as we said in the beginning of that prophet Isaiah, that the valley will be filled. One of my favorite praise songs talks about being in the valley, and that valleys fill first. Valleys fill first. So if you are in a valley, and we are in the valley in Phoenix, God desires to pour out his presence here. What happens in the desert in the springtime when it rains? It is transformed, right? When the water comes, when the fire falls, it is changed. And the word I kept receiving in prayer as I was praying for the same wave that crashed over me 25 years ago in a way that my life has never been the same, that wave would be welling up in the Diocese of Phoenix. That wave would be welling up here in this room, in this place, ready to crash over anyone who says yes, anyone who opens the door. And I don't know about you, but I want to fling the door wide. I want another wave to crash over me. I am desperate for him. That's not a bad place to be. It's the best place to be. And the word I was receiving is that God has prepared to unleash a tsunami of his presence. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And so if it's okay with you, I would like to pray for that right now. Would that be okay? The Lord has done something really powerful in my life in the past couple of years as a student with the Encounter School. If you haven't seen the tables in the back yet, please take some time to talk to the team there. As I've gone through the school in the past 2 years, the Lord has really shown me in an amazing way the more that he had for me. I went to a conference with some friends to intercede for them to experience a baptism of the Holy Spirit. I thought, well, I've already received this in my life. I want to go, be a good friend, be a good sister, pray that my brother would experience the power of God. And I got there, and I was so surprised when the speakers shared some of what I'm sharing with you right now about Acts and the wall shaking and God giving more, and them saying, this isn't a one-time event in the way that our sacramental baptism is. We can be baptized again and again and again. He will pour out more of his anointing if we want him to. And so if you're here, he has more for you. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm in. I want more. And my life was as drastically changed through that yes, that surprise, like, oh, he's here for me again? That change was as profound as that initial experience I had as a teenager. And so I signed up for their summer intensive, and I experienced miraculous physical healing in my body in the first song of the first class of pre-recorded praise and worship on Zoom, you guys. And God can work in any way. Because I thought, there's not a school here. I have to do this online thing. It's praise and worship. I'm sitting in my living room, you know, praying this song like, oh, this is going to be, and then God's like, boom, healed. Okay, all doubt removed. I'm here. Sign me up. I want into the two-year school. And in the past 2 years, as God has renewed my mind, transformed me to believe how good he actually is, that I don't have to wait till I die for heaven. I don't have to be thirsty. I don't have to be hungry. I don't have to be sick. He's here. I have seen his glory and experienced miracles and heard his voice in more powerful ways than I would have ever imagined, and I know he's just getting started. He's so good. He has more for you. The wave of his presence, of his mercy is here. The tsunami is here. And so I would like to pray that. Jack, can I ask you to get on the keyboard for me? And maybe if our youth want to make their way over there, they're going to lead us in a song of thanksgiving for what God's about to do, because he's going to come, he's going to move, he's going to transform, he's going to heal us in powerful ways. So Jack, if you can just kind of have some prayerful music for a moment, and we'll call upon him. I just invite you to come into his presence. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come again. Do what you do. You are welcome here. Make us hungry. Make us thirsty, Lord. Help us know how much we need you. Help us know how loved we are by you, that the Father delights in us, that he smiles over us, that he not only loves us, but likes us. Thank you, Father. Seek his face. In that place. place of abiding, that presence in your heart, that place where Jesus is meant to be enthroned, that light. Do you see him there? Can you find him there? Jesus, what do you want? What do you desire? Help us to want you more. Give us the strength to believe you really are as good as you say you are. That I really am as loved as you say I am. That you are for me, not against me. That you are not far off, but that the kingdom is at hand. Says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. What is your response? I invite you to receive him in, unbolt the bolt, crack open the door, fling it wide. Open the floodgates of heaven. Last night as we were here, we had this healing service last night. I had this sense of the ground rumbling, of this tremors that precede the earthquake, that the earth was quaking in his presence, and that at those tectonic plates under the earth were shifting and moving, the atmosphere is changing, that this wave in the depths of the ocean of his love, of his mercy was just rising up, more and more of him, more and more of his glory, more and more of his grace, more and more of his healing. Rise up, Lord God, and fall afresh upon us. Crash over us. Wash within us. Make us new. And I just invite you, if you've said yes to him, again, for the first time, if you want to say yes to him, to just make an act of faith by standing. Say, Jesus, I want you. Maybe even just open the door. Jesus, I open the door to you. Come in. Come in, Lord God. You are welcome here. Thank you, Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit. He is for you. He is with you. He is here. Thank you, Jesus. God is who he says he is. And nothing is ever the same. So Lord, we bless what you're doing. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your goodness. We just ask that you would continue to increase, that you would continue to speak, you would continue to invite, and that you would continue to make us bolder, give us more confidence, more trust, more willingness to receive you as your graces just rain down upon us. And we just ask that anything is not of you, Lord God, would just be removed in Jesus' name. Wash away the power of that wave. Wash away sickness in Jesus' name. wash away sadness and depression, anxiety in Jesus' name. Fill the emptiness. May we overflow in Jesus' name. So I think we should thank the Lord for what he's doing. Give the Lord a round of applause. If you want to stand up, our youth are going to lead us in just a thanks and praise to God.
Father, let your kingdom come. Father, let your will be done. On earth as in heaven, right here in my heart. Father, let your kingdom come. Father, let your will be done. On earth as in heaven, right here in my heart.